And we're going to talk about that sports news we heard from Nicky Gregg, Chelsea, and the breaking news that they've parted company with their manager, Roberto Di Matteo. The club have announced on their Twitter feed today. They've also released a statement, follows their 3-0 defeat to Juventus last night in the Champions League group stages. It looks as if Chelsea could be the first holders of the Champions League to fail to get out of the group stages of the competition. Club issued the statement on their website this morning. It says the team's recent performances and results have not been good enough, and the owner and the board felt that a change was necessary now to keep the club moving in the right direction as we head into a vitally important part of the season. So what do you think? Did he deserve to go? The man who brought the European Cup, the old European Cup, the Champions League as it's now called, to Stamford Bridge for the first time. He won them an FA Cup as well, and he took over in very difficult circumstances, but he's been shown the door. Former Chelsea defender Ron Chapper Harris is on the line, so too the Daily Mirror's John Cross. Ron, if I can start with you, I mean, shocked at this news, surprised, disappointed?
Well, I suppose you can turn around and say yes, but results haven't been that good of late. And I suppose, when you take a managerial job, you suffer the consequences when things are not going too well for you.
They're 4 points off the top of the table. The Champions League hasn't been great this season, but let's be honest, Man United didn't get out of the group stage last season, and they were in a much easier group than what Chelsea are in this season, and they didn't sack their manager.
Well, obviously, Roman is a perfectionist, and obviously he pulls all the strings, and he's made a decision that the board have decided to part company, which obviously... as I say, when you come into a managerial job, you take these in your stride. And obviously, Di Matteo won the FA Cup and the Champions League, but has suffered the consequences of having, starting the season off quite well, but results of late have not been very good.
John Cross, it's hard to know where to go with this one. I mean, this is the man that picked up an absolute mess when Vias Boas left. And basically, despite the fact that he's won the Champions League and the FA Cup, someone's just told me that he's actually only been given 5 more days in the job than what the Portuguese man Vias Boas actually got.
Well, I just find it incredible, I must say. I'm not surprised, but it doesn't take away from the shock of the crassness of the decision, I must say. I just feel that Chelsea now looking for their 8th manager in 9 years. When are they going to stick with someone, really? I mean, Di Matteo delivered the Champions League, which everyone assumed was to Roman Abramovich, the Holy Grail, since taking charge. And I just think it's such a crass and classless decision to have made. And it just makes Chelsea such a difficult club to love, doesn't it?
I mean, surely having won the Champions League, he had earned the right to at least get the time to try and fix what had gone wrong in the last few weeks.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I also think that it's not necessarily, I don't think, been always him choosing the players. There's no doubt about it. Chelsea are light up front. They lack another striker to provide backup and competition for Torres, who looks an absolute disaster. And frankly, they're not out of the Champions League yet. Yes, it will take a bit of a minor miracle for them to get out the knockout stages. But as you rightly pointed out, they're only 4 points off the top of the Premier League. And I just think you earn a little bit of right, I think, in the job, and a little bit of respect when you win the FA Cup and the Champions League. I just find it staggering.
I mean, maybe I've been trying to think about, who would be next? Who would come in? And am I totally thinking outside the box here when you see maybe an agent throws out a story that Harry Redknapp's been speaking to or has been linked with a job in Ukraine and has this hurried things along, perhaps? I don't know. Is Harry Redknapp the sort of manager who would even go into a club where there has been such a level of instability?
Well, when I saw that story yesterday, I immediately thought, well, that'll turn up the heat on QPR to perhaps make a decision on Mark Hughes if they really want Harry Redknapp. Well, I think Harry Redknapp might be seen as a short-term fix for Chelsea. I think there's only one man in Roman Abramovich's eyes, and that's Pep Guardiola, who's taken a year's sabbatical. I think what we'll see next is a short-term appointment for Chelsea, which is laughable in itself.
And another one, because Roberto Di Matteo was a short-term appointment.
Well, absolutely. When we hear the club issuing statements about wanting to move forward, I mean, surely they're standing still by making another interim appointment. I think, you know, Rafa Benitez, I think he's been widely mooted this morning. His odds with the bookies look very, very short and very odds on, which is always, I think, a bit of an indicator. I think it will be an interim appointment, and as soon as they can get Guardiola at Stamford Bridge, then I think that's the man that they'll look to.
Ron Harris, what do you think this morning? I mean, will you ever see stability at Chelsea in the way it was always viewed, you know, in English football, where you didn't have all these changes? Or do you think that that's just the way it's going to be at Chelsea with Roman Abramovich there? If a manager isn't delivering, he'll pull the trigger.
Well, it seems to be the thing at the moment. That's what 8-9 managers in the time that Roman's been here. But, you know, let's be honest and say that since Roman's been here, I think he's done remarkably well to put the money he has done and the success that he's brought to Chelsea Football Club.
If he phoned you right now, Ron, whenever we put the phone down, if Mr. Abramovich was there and said, who do you think I should go for? Whose number would you pass in his direction?
Well, I think, obviously, there's quite a few managers that are out of work. Harry's one, who plays maybe Roman's type of football. You've got the ex-Barcelona manager that's taken a leave. So I think that Chelsea obviously must have somebody lined up to, you know, to make the decision they have done of parting company with Di Matteo.
Ron, lovely to talk to you as ever. That's Ron Chobber-Harris and John Cross from the Daily Mirror on the big football breaking news this morning that Roberto Di Matteo, the Chelsea manager, has been sacked. They've parted company with the club. The team's recent performances, according to a club statement, and results have not been good enough, and he's been shown the door.